What a night at the LNER Stadium. A 6-0 win under the lights against Cambridge extends the unbeaten run to 12 games. It was a victory that had a bit of everything as well, with some more scintillating football on show and goals spread around the team. Let's start then by hearing from goal scorer Dylan Duffy, who reveals he and TJ Ioma were joking on the bench about which one of them would score.
Yeah, we had a joke before we came on to see who would score a goal, and we both ended up scoring. It was good. It's a great result. Two really good results on the bounce. Yeah, we're full of confidence anyway.
And it must be a great feeling, isn't it, to come off the bench and that there's still that intensity from everybody to go and get that, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth goal.
Yeah, 100%. This is, if we're gonna do what we want to do, it's a squad. It's not a team. Can't just have 11 players like us coming off the bench. I know last few weeks I've been coming off the bench. You have to be ready to go. You have to be able to do the job as well. And like, just for example, Rico, he's been absolutely flying, but I know I need to up my standards now because he's doing so well that when I come on, I have to be right at it.
In Cambridge, a lucky omen for you is.
Yeah, apparently, actually, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, I suppose.
And that's the thing, isn't it? You know, you're coming on, you've obviously had to change your role slightly this year, playing more of a wing-back position. Is it a position you feel you're growing into every day in training?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I played there a little bit underage in Ireland, but never professionally. I'm really enjoying it, though. The gaffer, Chris, Shoy, everyone at the club, they're helping me a lot, and I feel like I can grow into be a good player there.
And for someone who is a forward-thinking player, I guess the way the manager wants you to play, it really suits you playing in that wing-back role, because he expects you and whoever's on the right-hand side to get forward and to be amongst the goals.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I feel like left wing-back, people think it's more of a left-back. It's not in this team, the way we play. It's more of like to be fair, you're doing both your left-back and your left-winger, but the gaffer wants us high, he wants us getting at the back line, he wants us more of an attacker than a defender when we're in possession. And it's really enjoyable team to play in at the minute.
And the intensity of the players as well, how crucial is that to this good run?
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. As you said, like, coming off the bench, you have to up the intensity. Like, even today, I think we went a little bit flat for 5 minutes, let them get on the ball and made a few subs, kind of boosted people, and then we were right back at it.
And the fact as well, another clean sheet for Lucas as he's edging towards that golden glove. And he must be really happy with that, because as much as he would love, you know, everybody to get on the score sheet, I guess he wants his job doing as well.
Yeah, he's said it enough recently. Like, we went in there, he had a pop at me because I gave away a foul at the edge of the box. But yeah, he really, really wants that 20 clean sheet.
And for yourself, how confident are you feeling about going into these final month or month and a half of the season? How confident is that squad in there?
Yeah, we're very confident. Look, we're taking it game by game. We said that the gaffer came in, we didn't have the best start, but we stuck to what he was saying, and look, it's paying off. What was that, 12, 13 unbeaten now? Yeah, we're very confident.
Yeah, like Dylan says, there's plenty of confidence in the squad as we head into the final games of the season with anything still possible. Head coach Michael Skubala enjoyed the game and was pleased with the intensity throughout the match from his players.
I thought we were ruthless from start to finish, and I was really impressed. Even at the end, you can see how much these guys want to win at the minute. And yeah, we're a tough team to play against, and we've got a ruthless streak to us, and the mentality of the group is fantastic at the moment.
You talked, before we spoke at the game at the start, you talked about getting an early goal, getting that early momentum, and it came very early today.
Yeah, it was brilliant. We talk about starting the game fast and making sure we're on the front foot, and yeah, again, they've just done it, haven't they? Done it really well, so credit to them.
And Jack Moylan, two really great strikes again. He's such a clean striker of the ball, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's really good at pressing, and he's really good in and around the mix, and he's really good in midfield. So he's just on a really good player form, and it's really nice for the fans to see him. But I thought there was some brilliant performances out there to a man again. You know, I was really impressed with Jovan tonight, who had to come on early, and he held the line. He's playing against two really senior pros in Bennett and Morrison, and he looked good at times and lending the ball and playing and played some beautiful football. So, like, yeah, I'm really impressed for everybody again.
Another brace for Joe, and you can see that confidence flowing through him now, and he's amongst the goals.
Yeah, we know when we get Joe in on goal, running down goal, he'll score goals. He has to work hard, and he's working harder every day in training and in games. You can see how he's helping the team to be better at pressing as well. So he's improving his game all the time. And, you know, we know he's a goal scoring machine and he loves scoring, but he's got all round games, getting better every game.
Dylan shared with us that him and TJ had a bit of a joke on the touchline saying which one of us is going to score. I bet you didn't expect to see both of them on the score sheet, did you?
No, not really, but fair play. But I know, I think that's their, you know, joking and banter, but we need to keep our feet on the ground, and I keep saying it, we haven't cracked it, You know, we're still, what, 2 games, 6 points. Stevens got 2 games, and we're not there. So we have to go back in. We have to assess a few bodies today, who a few injuries maybe, and we have to look at it, and then we have to go again game by game, and it's going to be a really tough game at home against Bristol Rovers.
And the one thing I could see, even when it was 6-0, you were still crying for that intensity, wanting that intensity from your players, and I guess that's something that you're starting to really see in training, and that gets put onto the pitch on a Saturday afternoon or a Tuesday night.
Yeah, for me, like, performance behaviours are important, and it doesn't matter whether you're 1-0, 2-0. Like, for me, I've said to the lads, habits are habits because they're habits, and I'm training them to be, you know, really honest and really strong. But if they stop and take their foot off the gas, then we can get caught, and we don't want to do that. I want to keep pushing as much as we can.
Let's get the two kind of negatives out of the way then. First, Ben House, what's the issue there?
Yeah, Ben, he felt a little bit of his quad, which is not ideal. So we lost him early, obviously. So we'll see. Again, it was one of those things that could take 72 hours to assess. So yeah, we've just got to see how he is.
And Alex Mitchell, was it a knock he picked right in front of the dugout? Because he seemed to just...
No, again, that's a soft tissue. So he's felt his little bit of tightness in his hamstring. We think he'll be okay, but probably more a precaution one when we took him off. Because obviously you saw Ben, in a way, take himself off. But Alex, we were sort of making that change knowing that we didn't want to cause any more damage to him.
And it's credit, isn't it, to the players that tonight the headlines are about the goals, not about, you know, usually we'd see Ben House go off and think, well, this could be real trouble for Lincoln, but instead we're talking about those players who came on in and pressed like Jovan.
Yeah, brilliant. And Jovan was superb. Like I say, he came in early, prep everyone for the games. We always have meetings, the staff have unit meetings, and Chris Shorey, myself, we do unit meetings with all the players, so they know the plan when they have to come on. And I thought Jovan came into the game and looks his best I've seen him. But I think it helps playing up there with two. So I think it helps Jovan, helps Joe. So I think that's really important. But, you know, the goals have come from all over because of how well and our mentality with our pressing and the game. So, yeah, just really impressed.
I know you said you've not cracked it yet and people, you know, you're not going to get carried away from it. But people here will be getting carried away, I'm sure, with what they've seen over the last couple of weeks. And people around the division will take them stand, take note and look at what you've done tonight on Saturday.
Yeah, I think we're putting a marker down that says if anyone slips up, we'll be there. And what I mean by, you know, please enjoy it as fans, please enjoy it as people. But my job is to keep them grounded and my job is to go after the next game. That's what I'm here for, the club. And we want to win games and we want to get there. But yeah, by all means, enjoy it as fans and get excited. But for me, it's about doing the right thing at the right time. And that's going to the next game and trying to win it.
So then Michael is taking it one game at a time. And our next match is back at the LNER Stadium as Bristol Rovers visit on Saturday. We have a great Kids for a Quid offer and there's sure to be a bumper crowd. These players certainly deserve the backing. You definitely don't want to miss out. Do get your tickets now at eticketing.co.uk/imps.